You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, what up? It's Meghan Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Hello, beautiful human. Thank you so much for giving us a click of your time. We're about to chat with Kenzie Ziegler. I'm not going to screw her name up this time. Dan, you ready?
Yes, I am. Are you?
I'm ready. By the way, before we begin, please leave your honest feedback in the comment section below. If you actually like the video, hit like, and I beg you, even if you hate us, subscribe, because without that subscription, we won't be able to do this, right, Dan?
That's correct. Like, comment, subscribe.
Okay. I think Kenzie's here.
How are you guys?
What is going on, Kenzie?
I'm just chilling.
Where are you quarantining? Where in the world? What are you doing?
I'm in Sherman Oaks. I'm at home. Yeah.
You are like so perfectly on time. Thank you for being...
I always get that compliment. It makes me so happy every time someone says it.
At this point in your life where you get a lot of compliments, is that genuinely the compliment that makes you the happiest, that actually fulfills you?
Yes. Yes.
Because what is being on time a sign of? Responsible?
Respect.
Yeah, just like being very responsible.
Well, we're hanging out with Kenzie Ziegler. And by the way, one of the things that haunts me in my everyday life is accidentally calling you by the name of your sister.
That's okay. It happens all the time.
You know, we had a great conversation last time. And I told you that. And I started on a terrible foot.
Oh my gosh, no worries. It literally happens probably... like all the time. When people meet me, they're just like, hi, Maddie. And I'm just like, wrong sister, but it's okay.
It has to affect you somewhat, right? I mean, come on.
I mean, like, not anymore, because now I just laugh about it. But like, a long time ago, it used to bother me because I was compared to her all the time. And so like, when people were calling me her name, I was just like, that is not me. That is not me. But I'm glad that now it just doesn't affect me. I don't really care that much.
The last time we had a conversation was a couple years ago. So much growth since then. In addition to a record featuring Sia, which is bigger than big itself. And I know you have such a unique relationship with her.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about it, but a lot of growth in between those years, right? Like a big evolution as a human being.
For sure.
How would you describe the last couple years? Just like, if you look back,
it's crazy. I mean, I've matured so much, and I feel like everything that I'm doing now has been like my goal for so long. So I'm very happy with what I'm doing, and I've worked so hard. So a lot has happened that I'm like super excited for everyone to hear everything that I've been doing. And I'm just really excited for the future.
So what is Exhale? Is Exhale the start of a new era of music for you?
I would say so. I feel like it was like a really good song to put out first into the world to show everyone like what I want to do next, and definitely more elevated, more mature music, because obviously I release music. Sorry, my lawnmower is outside.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't know if that was Dan or you, but
no, nice definitely. Lawn. Yeah, sorry about that. but yeah, I released music when I was super young, and like now I look back at it and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like who is that person? I feel like I'm way different than I was before, and I'm like super happy about it. So
what elements from Exhale are you pulling when creating the next song or this EP or this album? What are you in the process of working on?
I'm working on an EP right now, but I felt like Exhale was like, it's my favorite song that I've done so far. And I felt like we all just needed that message. Like, I'm glad that it came out recently, because it's a really good song to, you know, dance to with your friends. It's a good message. It's about letting everything go and just taking a step back and just, you know, trying to breathe. So yeah, I was super happy that that came out, but I'm working on an EP, so I've been working like a lot.
Okay, so what do you learn from creating Exhale that you're taking with you?
Oh, that's hard. I mean, I would just say be patient, because obviously, I mean, I've had Exhale for like a year now, and like now that it's finally out, it's crazy. Like I never realized that it takes time, and like a lot goes into the process, because when I signed with Arista, I was like super excited, but I didn't realize how much like work goes into like an EP, because before I was just doing it independently where I would just make a song and just be like, all right, yeah, I'll release it. It's cool. But now like I'm so much more into it, and like it's a long process. I've recorded so many songs and wrote so many songs, but I love the process. I get to work with a lot of new people, and I get to work on like a new sound, because I still don't know what that is yet, but I'm working towards it.
What was the conversation like with Sia when you brought her the record? Because this was a unique song for Sia to be on, because usually she proudly writes her own records.
Yeah.
And I believe this was the first record she's ever done that she didn't write. Is that true?
Yeah, that's like, I think so. So I send her all of my demos because, I mean, I'm super close with her. And I sent it to her and I was like, hey, let me know what you think of this song. I'm not sure about it yet. And she was like, are you kidding? I'm obsessed with this song. If you don't want it, I'll take it. And I was like, I mean, yeah, that would be amazing. She's like, or I'll just hop on the song. And I was like, wait, what? No way. And so like the next day she recorded it, and I fell in love with the song because her voice is so unique and like so special, and she brings something new to the, like every song that she does. And I mean, she's just so supportive, and it just made my day. Like it just made my year pretty much. Like she's just an amazing person, and I'm so down to earth.
And truly a well of wisdom, and somebody who I think maybe you connected with on the topic of patience, because a lot of people come on our show and are always like, I want to make music and I'm going to release it right away. And then Sia comes on and she's like, yo, I've been sitting on songs for years and I don't release albums until I know that every song is a single.
Yeah.
Is she a well of wisdom for you as you're on this journey?
Yeah, she's a huge inspiration to me. She gives me great advice. Like when I'm feeling down or discouraged, she always just is like, come over, we'll watch a movie, I'll talk to you about it, we'll get our feelings out. And it's just like, it just makes me so happy, because I just know that I have like a mentor there for me. And like, I mean, she's such a huge like artist, so it's like means a lot, because she knows a lot more than I do. So it's good to look up to someone doing the same thing as I am. Well, way more elevated than I am, but it's like, it's great to have someone there for me.
Do you view Sia, the singer, different than Sia, like the friend and the mentor?
For sure. She's like, obviously people don't get to see her face as much and don't get to see her fun, goofy side. And she's just so funny and like has the best personality and like will laugh for hours. And it's just like, it's so amazing. I mean, I see her as the same person, but other people might just not know how like amazing she is as a human being. And like, I just wish people knew, because she's just so special and like so different than anyone I've ever met. And her mind is crazy. Like she's so creative. It's so crazy.
Were there any nerves going to her with a song? I mean, that is a big ask.
Yeah.
For anybody.
I mean, I didn't even ask her to be on the song. Like I just usually send her my songs. So she just like fell in love with this one, and it was like the first one that she was like super super excited about. And yeah, it was crazy. I like never expected to do a song with her. So
how long did you have the song before you brought it to her?
Probably like a week.
And
yeah,
how did you know it was ready to go?
I just want her advice on every song that I do, pretty much. So I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to send it to her. If she has any tips on how I can make it better or anything like that. So I just sent it to her and was just like hoping for the best.
It was a year in between you making it and releasing it, right?
Yeah.
How'd you know that it was ready to hit people's ears? Or did someone else give you the green light?
Yeah, well, it was a very, it was tricky because obviously since everything was going on, we had this whole release date that we were going to do. And then obviously like the world went crazy. So we kind of had to push everything back. But I'm so glad that it came out during this time because I felt like we all kind of needed it. And I mean, it was way different because obviously when you release a song, you go on like radio, like interviews in person and like you go on tour and all this stuff. And I couldn't do that, but I'm still so happy with how it came out and how the release came.
With all the songs you sent, was this your favorite out of the bunch you sent her?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
How many songs? I felt
like it was something different for sure.
How many songs, like you make a bunch of music after you create Exhale, so you know what you like kind of.
Yeah.
How many songs do you have now that you think are good enough to go?
So I've been doing a lot of writing recently, and I think there's like three that like me and my whole team are like very excited about, but we're obviously working towards the EP. So like, obviously we're not thinking about singles right now, but
yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. They might not even be on the EP. We never know.
Is it weird? And I'm asking to switch gears just a little bit. And obviously we're all over the place, but like, is it weird to be considered a TikTok dance legend? Like with a simple basic Google of your name, like that stuff pops up like immediately.
It's really funny. I mean, I kind of get it because I started like doing Musical.ly and I was like pretty big on Musical.ly. So then I just got TikTok for fun and I still like don't try on there at all. Like I truly just do it for the fun of it. And when kids come up to me and they're like, "You're that TikToker, right?" And I'm like, "I guess, I don't know." I mean, I don't consider myself as a TikToker. I don't take it seriously whatsoever, but it's like a fun app to just dance with your friends and stuff, but I don't take it seriously at all.
Are you a member of houses? Do you associate with members of different houses?
I am friends with a lot of TikTokers from the houses, but personally, I would never join a house. No hate towards them. I just feel like I'm going down a different career path than what they are doing.
What are you doing? What is that path that they're walking?
I think they're doing like the social media influencer, TikToker thing. Some of them are doing music, but I just feel like a content house is not for me. I don't know. I feel like content houses are just not my thing, but I'm friends with a lot of them. So
I saw that there was a petition online for you to do the WAP dance. I don't even know how to say it.
I will never do that dance. I don't put myself out there like that. But that petition is like going around and like it fully, everyone signed it. And now I feel bad.
Why is there such a need? Why are their eyes so hungry?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I think it's quite funny, but I'm just like, everyone's like mad at me because I keep saying I'm not going to do it. And I will never do it. Well, never.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This WAP dance involves like a physical flip in the air, doesn't it? Or something? And like there's splits involved. It's very complicated.
There's just a lot of splits and jumps and things like that. And I'm just like, you know what? Not for me.
I mean, it's clearly not a challenge meant for everybody because, you know, somebody like me can't tackle that. But I can do that Savage Love dance.
Yeah.
That's my speed.
That's a go-to.
Who tells you that there's a petition going around for you to do this dance? I mean, we could be using that energy for much better purposes, but clearly.
No, I was just scrolling on Instagram and all of my fans were posting, "Hey guys, please sign this petition because maybe she'll actually do it." And I was like, I posted it on my story and I said, "Stop," like as a joke. And then everyone signed it. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, love you guys so much, but I'm going to leave TikTok now. I'm kidding.
What other challenges were off limits, you know, or just didn't fit the brand?
I feel like there's just a lot that I haven't done, but it's just because I like learn dances super, super fast just because of what I used to do. Yeah. But there's just some that I don't like and I'm just like, it's okay. So I'm just not going to do it.
Do you ever make up your own dance?
Yeah, my sister and I actually made a dance like a long time ago. A lot of people did it, but I made one for Exhale also with my sister. And that one was fun because all of my friends did it in my music video as well. Oh, cool. And yeah, a lot of people on TikTok did it. It was really sweet. Like, a lot of my friends did it, and it made me super happy.
Your other influential TikTokers.
Yes, my TikTok friends.
Kenzie, have you enjoyed growing up in the spotlight?
Yes. It's like, obviously, I've been in it since I was like 6. So like, don't remember a lot of it. But I just remember it was super hard when I was younger because I was still going to school. And I would have to miss every Friday because we would travel to go to dance competitions. And I couldn't like go to the football games or the anything really other than dance related. And I was super down because competition obviously was fun, but I just like wanted to hang out with my friends and it was hard, but I'm so glad that I, you know, kept doing what I was doing because I wouldn't be here without it today. So
what major life event did you miss because you had to go to dance?
Like a school dance. Like, I mean, I did experience one school dance. I went to my friend's homecoming and it was like, okay, I was like, why did I want to go to this? But
it's like it's never what it seems like in the movies.
Yeah, definitely not. But I'm glad I got to experience it once, and then I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna go back to what I was actually doing.
I feel like it must be tough though, because you get judged for every little move you make, whether it's good or bad. People just have something to say about it.
That is true. I mean, that's what comes with being in the public eye. Like, when I was younger, I used to like respond back to people and like yell back at people because I was like, you don't even know who I am. But now I'm just like, honestly, it comes with being in the public eye and they're all just jealous or just want to ruin someone's day. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't have time for it.
What do you wish people knew about you that they don't?
That's hard. I feel like a lot of people know this, but I'm like a super humble person and like I'm very thankful for everything that I've done, but a lot of people on social media don't see me like that because they're like, oh, she's probably so full of herself because she has so many followers and she does so many jobs and stuff. And it's like, I'm like all of you guys. Like, I would say I'm very normal. I act super normal. Like when I'm around normal school, like kids, I call them school kids. When I'm like around normal kids, like I act normal and they treat me like a normal person. So, yeah.
Why do you think people are following you? What is it?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like a lot of my supporters are like, they grew up with me. Like, they've been with me since I was really young and now they're all like my age. And it's really cool because like some of my fans that are still, that I follow, have just been through everything with me, have seen my ups and downs, have like seen me just do everything. And it's so amazing that I have like such great fans.
Is it weird knowing that there's a whole other generation, I guess maybe younger kids, who know you from just TikTok?
Yeah, it's actually really weird, but like, it's cool. I mean, I definitely don't want to be considered a TikToker, but it's like cool that younger kids watch my videos and like try and recreate my videos. And I mean, it's really cute.
You know what's scary? Twitter stans.
Oh my God. I got attacked by Ariana Grande stans on there.
Oh, what'd you do?
So long. Because I remember I was at the Ariana Grande. No, sorry. I was at Coachella 2 years ago and I was watching Ariana Grande set. And I love Ariana Grande, but there's this one song that I don't like and someone filmed me just standing there like not enjoying it because I just didn't like the song. And so Ariana Grande fans were like attacking me on Twitter. And I was like, no, I love her. I just didn't like the song.
What song is it?
It was 7 Rings.
Nothing like her most popular and recent hit. I get it.
I know. Oops. But I love her. Ooh. I've literally gone to all of her concerts. So
what do you not like about 7 Rings?
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like it's overplayed now.
Mm.
So I felt like that was why I didn't like it. Cheated. But now, like, I go back and listen to it because I'm like, it's a good song. I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, but you don't have to like everything an artist does to be a fan of them.
Right, of course.
And that is the truth, right? And nobody's perfect and not everything is going to appeal to everyone. But you hope that there's a strong enough relationship between you and, you know, the person supporting your music or your art, that it doesn't matter, you know?
Right. Of course.
In that case, like, why do people have to hate you for not enjoying a song? Like, what does that have to do with you?
Honestly, yeah, I feel like I get a lot of hate on social media just for, like, stupid things.
Yeah, because people are bored, and there's nothing really to hate you for, so.
Yeah, but I think people also just like to expose you to bring attention to themselves. Like, if they expose you for something, they get likes and comments and retweets, and that makes them feel good about themselves. So I'm like, she's a real person. You're like, you're affecting a real person for what, like a 12-hour social media high?
Right, it's so stupid, but I don't know. I'm just a normal teenager. I do normal teenager things, so it's just like, you guys are doing the same thing.
What is the most normal thing about you?
That I still go to football games, I would say.
Yeah, or you used to, I guess, right? Nobody goes to
anything. Obviously not in quarantine, but when COVID-19 wasn't happening, I was going to, like, school football games with my friends and school dances and just, like, I don't know. When I wasn't working, I was just, like, hanging out with my friends and just going swimming, going to, like, amusement parks and stuff, just, like, random things.
Normal human existent things.
Speaking of normal human things, like, I know you put out that apology for going to that party. And, like, yeah, going to parties now is dumb, but I can't hate on it. If I was 19, 20, 21 in your situation, I would have been at that party too.
Right. I don't know. I didn't go for that long. But I'm just, like, I was going crazy, and I was, like, I feel like I'm just going to go out. But everyone's partying every day. It's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I cannot believe it, but yeah.
Whose party was this?
I think it was a birthday party or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Kenzie, I read a comment, and I'm old, so I don't know who all these people are, but somebody said, what's going on with Taco Da? Taco Da?
I knew you guys were going to pass me that.
What is it?
Someone that I'm talking to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wait, the name is Taco Da?
No, it's Dakota, but everyone thinks it's Taco Da.
Oh, man, I sound dumb now.
So funny. No, everyone thinks that's his name.
How have the people deciphered this?
They're not too happy about it, I guess, because they don't like seeing me with people sometimes.
Who cares what, I mean, really?
Yeah, I don't really care, but a lot of people like it, though, which I'm not, like, my last relationship was all on social media, and it was literally, like, out into the world.
Mm.
And, like, yes, this is kind of out in the world, but not as much as it was last time. Like, I was making YouTube videos. I was, like, doing interviews with him. I was doing everything. And I was just, like, I feel like I need to keep it more private. But people can know, but I definitely want to keep, like, my relationships not on social media that much.
Is that because this relationship is different than the last one, or because maybe going public with the last one hurt the chances of that relationship succeeding?
Yeah, I felt like a lot of why, like, the relationship didn't work was just because it was all on social media and people were, like, making false, like, things, like, making rumors, and it was just, like, this whole thing, and I don't know. I was just like, I will never do that again.
And now Dakuda or Takuda is pretty heavily private. And do you tell Takuda that, like, we're not going public with this? So if you're dating me for fame, hitch your wagon to a different horse?
Yes. No, he doesn't want it either.
Is he, like, in the room right now?
No. No.
Okay. Is he an influencer?
No. Like, he makes videos on TikTok, but they're, like, funny videos, but he's not. Like, I wouldn't consider him as an influencer. He wouldn't consider himself as an influencer either. So it's nice to talk to someone more normal.
Yeah, that's healthy and cool.
Yeah.
So you and Isaac are still on good terms. Hey, listen, I just Googled your name. So this is the thing about you. You just Google your name or put your name into Twitter, and all these things come up on the first page. So it's very easy to find out things about you.
So who is Isaac? Is that Takuda?
No. Isaac's my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
That was on social media everywhere.
We've moved on from that. We don't think about that. We got eyes on the future, baby. 2020 vision, straight ahead.
Wish him the best, though.
Yeah, we learn from the past. we grow, we evolve,
yeah,
we thrive.
Yes.
Are you using all of these stories and relationships into the upcoming music?
For sure. For sure. Definitely good stories to write about.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Obviously, Exhale deserves everybody's ear. You must listen to it. It really is a great record. And the fact that C is on there with you is such a badge of honor and also a great sign of the future and a very cool stamp of approval from one of the most legendary artists to ever exist.
Yeah. It's
crazy to think about. Yeah. And who needs a content house when you have a great family and great friends that are like family around you?
Very true. Yes.
You're very blessed. You have good people around you. It's very cool.
Do you think all of these... You say?
I don't know the other guy, but everybody I know, good.
He's a great person.
Okay.
Great person.
I'll let you know if I meet him.
Do you think these TikTok stars today have, like, long careers, or do you think this will fizzle out?
Honestly, I don't know. I obviously I'm not in their same, like, getting famous in like 2 seconds. I did not do that, but I mean, I've worked like really, really hard, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of them have like a good career for them. So I feel like they could go far. I feel like it was a great platform to like put yourself out there and like get a buzz. You know what I mean? But obviously I feel like, isn't TikTok like going away or something?
Who knows? I don't know. Our current reality is so wild that any second of every day it could change. I have no idea, but you're right, like you had a sustained prolonged growth where some people on TikTok really go viral just on TikTok and then it just stops there. Do you have advice for any of those kids who may have to experience the come down of what that is eventually?
That's hard. I feel like just work hard. I mean, if they want to accomplish something, like if they want to do music, they can definitely do it if they just put the work in, because obviously TikTok is a great app and you can only do so much on there. But I feel like if they want to take their career far, they should branch off into other things, obviously. So
EP for you coming. Yes. Is there a date that you set in your head where you have to get everything done by?
I honestly don't know. By the end of this year, for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
Quick question. The music video, you shot that at your house, right?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic lemon tree you have in your backyard.
Thank you. I eat the lemons all the time. And the oranges and the grapefruits. But yeah, my sister filmed the whole video on like my phone. So we filmed it in like a couple hours. We were just like, hey, do you want to do it today? And she's like, yeah, sure. So we kind of just filmed it, threw it together, and I got all of my friends in it as well, because it was more of like, what do we do? And we were like, it's really great to have them in it as well. And some of them couldn't dance. It was funny. They were just like dancing around and being funny. But yeah, it was a really good bonding time between my sister and I, because we obviously don't work together as much anymore because we do our own things, but it was really nice to actually do something together. And we didn't fight, which is good. So I'm happy about that.
Y'all live together?
Yeah.
I know she was like, were you all living with Sia for a while?
No, we never lived with Sia, but Maddie was just in Palm Springs with her for a long time because Sia's in Palm Springs by herself. Like, she just stays there by herself. So Maddie just like went
to the desert, dude.
Literally. I'm like, when are you coming home? Like, what is happening?
And they obviously released the whole single. They did all the promo and everything from there.
I know. So great.
Wild. Top to bottom. You guys have had quite the quarantine, and I have a good feeling it's going to trickle over into a very positive, very fruitful post-COVID time.
Yeah, for sure.
Daniel, final thoughts?
I think we covered a lot.
Yeah.
Is there anything you think we missed, Kenzie?
I don't think anything, but it was nice talking to you guys. You guys are so fun to talk to.
Appreciate you very much, Kenzie. Thanks.
Next time we see you in person, can you bring us a nice fruit basket?
I definitely will. Of all of the fruits in my backyard, I'll bring it to you.
Appreciate that.
How many trees you got? You have more than just lemon?
Yeah, we have lemons, grapefruits, oranges.
Oh, what is it, a farm?
Pretty much.
My produce. I would be I'd have a stand outside my house.
Honestly, I should. We literally, when my friends and I go swimming, we just eat the oranges off the tree in the pool.
Oh, and it's so good. Great source of vitamin C. Tree ripened.
Perfect.
What a way to live. Hey, Kenzie, thanks for giving us time and energy today, and hopefully we'll see you in person next time.
Of course. It was nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, sending you love. Thanks for hanging out.
Well, bye.
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 This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.